A nursing student, a father of two, and a former college football player are among at least 14 people killed in the early morning of New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1st. Authorities said a man plowed his pickup truck onto New Orleans Bourbon Street, hitting multiple people, injuring more than 30. The driver was killed in a shootout with police. As authorities investigate the suspect's motives, we are learning more from friends and families about the victims of the deadliest attack in the U.S. in over a year. Tiger Beck, 27, was a former football player at Princeton University. After graduating in 2021, the Louisiana native moved to New York City for a job at capital markets firm Seaport Global Holdings. ABC News spoke to the parents of 25-year-old Matthew Tenodorio, a fiber optics and video professional at the nearby Superdome who was out celebrating with friends. His beautiful face, his laugh, "I love you, Mom." He was just a wonderful son. Kathy Tenodori, Matthew Tenodori's mother, told ABC News, "I think as time goes by, I'll see something that reminds me of him and I'll break down," Louis Tenodorio, Matthew Tenodori's father, said. "I know that's going to happen, probably for the rest of my life." Reggie Hunter, 37, of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was remembered on Facebook by his cousin Sherelle Jackson for his sense of humor. Hunter was a father of two and worked as a warehouse manager. A GoFundMe page has been set up for his family. "This hurts. This is terrible. We want as much justice for him as we possibly can get," Jackson told CBS News. With great sadness and grief, the father of University of Alabama student Kareem Badawi announced his son's death in a message on Facebook. University President Stuart Bell also confirmed Badawi's death in a post, saying, "I grieve alongside family and friends of Kareem in their heartbreaking loss." Badawi's high school, the Episcopal School of Baton Rouge, said it will host a prayer service on Thursday, January 2nd, for Badawi and another recent graduate who was critically injured in the attack. Nakira Cheyenne Dedeau, 18, was preparing to start Blue Cliff College later this month as a nursing major. Her mother, also a nurse, posted on Facebook, "My baby is gone. She is no longer with us." 21-year-old Hubert Gauthreau is remembered by his former school. Archbishop Shaw High School shared a photo of Gauthreau asking the community to pray for his family and friends. A family friend and employer of 27-year-old Nicole Perez told ABC News she was a great mother to her 4-year-old son. She was allowed to bring her son into the office when he didn't have school, and so she was helping him learn to read. Kimberly Usher Fall said of Perez, "These are only some names of the more than a dozen victims who lost their lives in the attack on New Year's Day in New Orleans. More of their stories and those of the over 30 injured will be told in the days ahead."